From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. In countries across the Arab world, anti-government protesters unleash what they call a day of rage, with the world especially focused on the unrest in Libya. After Friday prayers, thousands of Libyans gathered outside a courthouse in eastern Libya's Benghazi, which is under the control of an opposition looking to topple Colonel Muammar Gaddafi. He rallied supporters in Tripoli's central square to defend their country.
Be prepared to defend Libya, to defend the great river, to defend the oil, your dignity, independence, glory, and pride.
Gaddafi is heard through an interpreter on Al Jazeera English. The U.S. is announcing unilateral sanctions against Libya. White House spokesman Jay Carney.
We're finalizing the sanctions that we will pursue. Rather than enumerate them, I can tell you that they will be finalized soon and you will know specifically what we're going to do. I think the universe of effective sanctions is pretty well known, the kinds of things that we're considering.
Meanwhile, U.S. embassy operations in Libya are suspended as foreigners scramble to escape the unrest in Libya. NPR's Kelly McEvers is covering protests across Iraq. She says at least 14 people were killed today.
The most violent protests were in the northern city of Mosul, where demonstrators tried to burn the regional government headquarters, demanding jobs and better services. Guards opened fire. Officials said 5 were killed and more than 50 were wounded. Protests continued in a dozen cities across the country. In Baghdad, protesters clashed with riot police after knocking down concrete blast walls protecting a bridge to the fortified Green Zone. The protesters' main demands are employment, electricity, and an end to corruption. The governor of the southern city of Basra has resigned after thousands protested there. Now, security forces in most cities are imposing curfews, restricting all movement. Kelly McEvers, NPR News, Baghdad.
A college student from Saudi Arabia appeared in a Texas courtroom today, charged with attempting to attack key U.S. targets. More on this from NPR's Dina Temple-Raston.
20-year-old Khalid al-Dasri entered the Lubbock, Texas courtroom today in shackles. He's accused of trying to buy chemicals online that he later planned to turn into explosive devices. His lawyer told the court that al-Dasri plans to plead not guilty to the charges. According to an FBI affidavit, al-Dasri came to the United States from Saudi Arabia 3 years ago with the intention of eventually launching a terrorist attack. His diaries allegedly said he was inspired by Osama bin Laden and that he wanted to lead a terrorist cell in the U.S. under al-Qaeda's umbrella. This case, if true, could be significant because it suggests that radicalized foreigners can live in the U.S. for years and go unnoticed. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
At last check, the Dow is up 62 points. This is NPR. The 6 astronauts orbiting Earth on Space Shuttle Discovery are keeping busy during their mission's first full day in space. NPR's Nell Greenfield-Boyce reports that today's main activity is a heat shield inspection.
The astronauts started their day with a musical wake-up call from Houston. Mission Control beamed up the song Through Heaven's Eyes from the soundtrack of the movie Prince of Egypt. After breakfast, the crew got to work. They're using the shuttle's robotic arm and a set of sensors to do a thorough inspection of Discovery's heat shield. This has become a routine precaution for shuttle missions to make sure that no damage occurred during launch. The day's chore list also calls for checking out spacesuits to get them ready for 2 planned spacewalks. Discovery will be delivering supplies and a new storage room for the International Space Station. This will be the shuttle's final mission before being retired and turned into a museum exhibit. Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News.
A growing number of businesses are trying to move up in the ranks of Google results, but NPR Sarah Gonzalez reports Google's tweaking its search engine to punish sites it considers irrelevant.
A website rises up the ranks of Google search as more and more people link to the website. But the sites that show up highest oftentimes have nothing or little to do with the word you type in. Google has announced an overhaul of its search engine that will lower the rankings of what it calls low-quality sites. The change will affect nearly 1 in every 8 search requests in the U.S. Sarah Gonzalez, NPR News, Washington.
The Dow's up 62 at 12,130 before the close. NASDAQ up 43 at 2781. This is NPR.